Could we be as advanced as some aliens if they exist? Are we turning into extraterrestrials? Sounds like a strange but simple question which does have a flaw. The big flaw is many people, and I should say most if not all people, have never seen an extraterrestrial. There are plenty of stories about aliens and meeting with government officials, and even other stories about aliens being captured from crashes, snatched in other ways and sighted on Earth and in space. But, and this is a very big but, where is the evidence? It usually comes down to having to accept someone's word about what they saw. This certainly doesn't mean people are lying, it just means there is not enough evidence yet. Let's assume for the sake of this article extraterrestrials exist. If you bear with me, I will try and explain what I am talking about. If the stories we hear about aliens are true, they possess abilities far in advance of us. We wouldn't be able to know what they all can do because it has been decided by many there are many different races of aliens, and they may not all have the same level of technology, but according to some, even the ones with the lowest levels visiting the Earth are thousands of years ahead of us. This assumes what we see in technology which we have is our current level of technology. There are those, however, who have consistently said we are far more advanced in technology than most of us know, and this has been kept from us because we are becoming a secret state, and there are those who believe we should be kept in the dark. One of the areas which we are making incredible breakthroughs is in physics. The Large Hadron Collider has proved through experiments that particles can travel faster than light, but did we already know this? According to deathbed confessions of powerful people in the aerospace industry, we already have the ability to travel anywhere in space, which means our entire space program is just a sham to keep the truth from us. Could we have advanced far quicker in technology than we let on? Let's look back at Nikola Tesla and what he was doing over 100 years ago. The man was broadcasting electricity, collecting and using cosmic rays, and developing futuristic weapons. People argue, and with good reason, that it is naive of us to think in all those years we still don't have those things in use today, and you have to admit it would be strange to just ignore Tesla's work. We could be hundreds of years more advanced than we believe, and maybe even on a level with some alien technology. There have been black triangular aircraft which have a performance profile far beyond anything we are said to have. A rumor has persisted this type of craft is from the United States and known as the TR-3B. The rumor goes further and states we learned how to make these craft which have incredible abilities from learning how crashed UFOs operate. There are other rumors which claim an alien race or two has been giving us some of their technology because they want us to be able to be advanced enough to join a sort of United Nations of extraterrestrials. If this is the case, we could be given some of their older technology which might seem miraculous to us but wouldn't be a threat to them. It would be like us giving the plans for a steam engine to a race which was in the equivalent to the 16th century. It would advance them, but certainly not get them equal with us in technology. It is also rumored we have been exploring space for decades, and not just the space of our own solar system, but of many others, and this is the reason for the huge deficits in the United States budget. Many believe the money has been going not only for advanced weapons but also to space exploration. This alone would be putting us on a somewhat equal footing with aliens because we would become the aliens to those we discover. Think about this, many have said extraterrestrials have brain power far in excess of us. Ponder the experiments we have been conducting to increase our brain power through technology. We have learned how to manipulate computers with our brains, how to read thoughts and actually see pictures of what people think about. Are we really conducting these experiments to be able to compete with the brain power of aliens? There are those who think so. For all we know, if aliens do exist, this might be the same path they took to get their brain power. As we increase our computing power and get into new systems of computing like quantum computing and delve into free energy from space known as zero-point energy, we are gaining the ability to power advanced computers without a terrestrial power source, and also to be able to get energy for electrical systems aboard spaceships. This is the true source of free energy, and we will be able to use it someday to power everything on Earth which needs electrical power. This could be the step we need to power anti-gravity ships for short trips in this part of our solar system, or maybe beyond, if we could get enough speed out of it. If I said we already had anti-gravity machines, you might laugh, but we have been working on them for over 30 years and maybe longer. Now that there is a chance for alien life on Venus, even if it is only microbial, this might be enough a proof alien life is common. If one planet can have microbes, who is to say another can't have animals and maybe even intelligent life? Venus is one of the harshest places to find alien life by our standards, but it might be a Garden of Eden to some forms of life we have a problem comprehending. I think the biggest mistake we make is judging the places where life can exist by our standards. As I said, our technology may be far more advanced than is let on. One thing about technology is the more advanced it is, the more it leads to more advancements, and we may already be the equal of at least a few extraterrestrial races if they exist, and yet most of us are not allowed to know this.